I'm going along in the book, and one of the things I'm wondering is why there was so much grotesque violence in the United States against African Americans, for example, between 1860s and 1920s, and why there aren't death squads in the United States now. And I got two answers to that, actually. One of them comes from John Stockwell, who's a ex-CIA agent who came in from the cold. And somebody asked him once, if everything you say is true, why haven't they killed you yet? And he said, because they're winning. So that's one reason why those in power aren't killing us yet, is because they're winning. I mean, as soon as there's a serious threat to their power, we're all history. But the other thing is this line by W.E.B. Du Bois around the turn of about 1914 or so, he had this great line about no longer is it the merchant class against the poor really in the United States. He said it much better than this. But basically, it's the nation state against the world. And so what I was thinking about is I was sort of picturing that at the frontier, where the reason that there's not so much violence, not so much overt violence against the underclass in the United States, except by the cops, is that we in the United States are more fully metabolized into the system. And the most overt violence happens at the frontier. That's why you get Colombian death squads. That's why you get Honduran, because they're still in the colonies where the people are still resisting the theft of their land. And here, we no longer resist the theft of the land. We simply pay rent. I mean, how weird is that? I mean, the notion of actually paying to exist on the planet, that's really, really weird. Please forgive me, Mr. Ashcroft. I think that actually the whole world is the United States' colony, actually.